Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 17th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Connie Koch, a spiritual director and retreat director for the Center at Merriandale in Ossining, New York. Sister Connie is also the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Hope, and her preaching today is entitled, God Looks Like My Grandmother.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds. Yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. He spoke to them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world. Let me share this interesting information in answer to the question, why did Jesus teach in parables? The answer, Jesus used parables to communicate profound spiritual truths in a way that engaged listeners, sparked curiosity, and encouraged deeper reflection. While seemingly simple stories, parables contain layers of meaning that reveal different aspects of the kingdom of God to those who sought it, or, as we might say, the kingdom of God. Parables also acted as a way to unveil the nature of God's kingdom to those who were receptive and seeking the truth, and in some ways also concealing it from those who were not. They invite us to listen, ponder, and pray with Jesus' words, his images, and stories, so we might grow in understanding as we seek further meaning that might indeed touch and even change our hearts. Actually, I was somewhat surprised and intrigued that when I Googled an answer to my question regarding parables online, I was met with quite surprise by AI. Yes, artificial intelligence. I expected further references, but artificial intelligence had become my informant. Now, I'm a bit skeptical about using AI generally speaking, especially regarding biblical information and insight. However, I thought, we are each responsible to seek the truth about the Word of God with a prayerful heart, with God's grace, and always with further discernment. Now I think Jesus knew that his parables would catch the imagination of seekers searching for understanding, fulfillment, and peace. So each time we read or listen to these parables of Jesus, we grow in wisdom and understanding. We have more questions. We ponder more, perhaps even pray more. The Word of God proclaimed is ever new, and the heart and mind of the listener is always seeking the truth, which Jesus seeks to offer as gift to the heart and mind of each one of us. Many years ago, I was sitting in a circle with my 5 to 7 year old special education children for our religion lesson. I asked the question, "So who or what does God look like?" Their answers were amazing. One said, "God looks like my grandma." "Yes," I said, thinking to myself, "yes, his grandmother was helping his single mom to raise him." Another pointed to a red heart I had on our prayer table. And I said, "Oh, yes, yes, God looks like a big red heart. So God can love each one of us." Then another said, "God looks like my father." And I said, "Really? That's great." And he said, Yep. If God has a mustache, then he looks exactly like my father." All of a sudden, one of my little girls sitting next to me slowly started to have a slight seizure, which was not unusual, and I caught her in my arms as she began to drool. And once again, the children were amazing. They had seen this before, and they understood. They remained quiet. I asked them to make our circle bigger and that I needed some tissues. And my teaching assistant helped them, and we all sat quietly saying a prayer till their classmate woke up in my arms, smiled, and began to speak again. Within a few minutes, she was herself. And I said, "You know what? Our friend here is okay now. I think I want to say to you, God looks like all of you. God looks like a circle of friends helping our friend and praying for her as she came back to us smiling." Yes, we are that circle of God's love. We are friends of God, and we love one another. God caught our attention that day, and I discovered with my circle of little ones what God looks like. God looks like us, friends sharing love, because God is a community of love.